Ladies and gentlemen, we take pleasure in presenting another of the stories especially selected for us by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. Editor Balmer is here to tell you why he selected Kiss and Jail by Arthur Summers Roach for Red Book. Mr. Balmer.
Thank you, Mr. Clemenger. Arthur Summers Roach is one of the most vigorous and original of our writers. He lives most vitally in our day, and he is in a position to witness the effects of the Depression among the rich. Some who recently were rich have become penniless, as we all know. Some of these, too old to adjust themselves, have jumped out of windows. And some of the younger ones have done instead, Mr. Roach tells in his story, A Kiss in Jail, which is about to be presented to you.
So the Great Depression has got to Bob Rainel at last. Orphaned, the family fortune whisked away. A young man can't sit around and allow his sister, who has found herself an interior decorator's job, to support him. And work was not to be had in New York. Go west, young man, go west. We find Bob in the observation car of a fast express, Chicago bound. He is watching a bejeweled lady and her overdressed daughter, obviously nouveau riche, flaunting their wealth in the face of the passengers. The dowager mother delights in showing off the butler who's traveling with them. Here is Mrs. Robinson.
Jenkins, we're getting off at Ovington, remember. Put those packages on the platform and be very careful of my daughter's hat box.
Yes, ma'am.
And here is Bob Rainel, the ex-society playboy who doesn't like the looks of that phony butler of Mrs. Robinson's.
You're certainly working that butler overtime. It doesn't look like a butler to me anyway. Jenkins, eh? I've seen him somewhere before.
And Jenkins, go over to the baggage car and see if our luggage is being taken care of.
Yes, ma'am.
By George, I do recognize that butler. Seems to me he used to hang around that New York speakeasy of Big Abe Conley's. Racketeer of some kind.
Hurry along, Jenkins. They'll be in Ovington soon.
Are you all right, young fella?
Young fella, do you want me to bandage your arm for you?
Oh, don't mind me. There's a man killed there, in the observation car. I saw him get it.
Oh, Matt, help me up. Help me up. Can you come here a minute, young man?
There you are, madam. You'll be all right now. Just a little shaken up, I expect.
You saved our lives. I certainly wish there was some way I could thank you. You're not hurt?
Yes, I'm all right.
Did you see our butler?
I'm sorry, Mrs.
Mrs. Robinson. The Robinsons of Ovington, you know. I'd like to ask you to come home with us. It's not far from here. Our car is on its way here now. If only I could find that butler.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Robinson. I'm afraid your man's been killed.
Jenkins, killed?
They couldn't get him out in time.
Oh, but we only hired him in New York yesterday. Oh, dear. I should have looked into his references more carefully. Now I'll have a lot of trouble in disposing of the body.
The railroad will help you take care of that, I'm sure.
But we're giving a dinner party tomorrow night. Well, what can I do? How can I find the butler?
If you'll excuse me, Mrs. Robinson, I mean if there's a place open in your home.
You're a butler?
On my way to Chicago, hoping I could get a job there. All my things were destroyed in this wreck, but...
For whom have you worked?
Why, I've been with the Rainels in New York since I was a boy.
Oh, the New York Rainel?
Yes, ma'am. Miss Sally Rainel is in New York and you could write to her.
Oh, we won't need to write to her. She's spending the weekend with us. Arrived this very afternoon. Well, I must say I'm glad to find a butler. What is your name?
Robert, ma'am. Robert Simpson.
All right, Simpson. Will you gather up those suitcases? You can drive out with us, and Anna the maid will see to your getting a uniform.
You're the new butler they dragged out of the train wreck, eh?
Lucky, wasn't it? That is lucky for me, not so lucky for that other chap. I suppose I can call you Anna?
I only work here. Say, Simpson, where have you butled before?
Lots of places. Where have you made it before?
Lots of places. Hey, you're pretty quick on the comeback, Simpson.
Oh, I get along.
Yeah, you'll have to get along working for the Robinsons, let me tell you. Say, listen, that old lady and her daughter are the crabbiest bunch I ever worked for. The only thing they give the help around here is uniforms.
A good break for me. This outfit seems to fit.
You do look pretty smooth.
But I lost my shirt in that wreck. And look at my shoes. The soles are all burned out from the hot coals I walked on. Wonder where I can buy some new boots around here.
Ovington's the nearest. The Robinsons let you go in the car, maybe, since you saved their lives. But you'll have to step on it. Guests are due from New York.
I'll beat it up to Ovington, then, and buy some things.
Say, send a telegram for me.
Of course.
Oh, don't let that booby of a chauffeur know you did it. This is just between you and me, huh?
Mum's the word.
Well, here it is, written out on this envelope. Now, I'll read it to you. You'd read it anyway, so I'll save you the trouble. Thomas Beckwith, Minerva Place, New York City. Lay off. Signed, Anna.
I'll take care of it.
You see, this Beckwith's an old beau of mine, always phoning me long distance, and it burns the madam. So I want him to quit. Here's a half dollar to pay for it.
Okay, I'll take it along.
Mrs. Robinson, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, lovely to have you come. Did you enjoy the drive? Oh, you know, we had such a terrible experience this morning in the rick. But Vara and I got out of it with scarcely a scratch. Dear me, I'm so anxious for you to decorate our home.
Thank you, Mrs. Robinson. I'll be glad to have you.
Just leave your bags there. I'll have Simpson take them to your rooms immediately. Simpson? Simpson? You see, he's not quite familiar with our household yet. Simpson?
Coming, ma'am.
And I feel so fortunate in getting an old servant of yours, Miss Raynell. He was on the train, you see. And, Simpson, Miss Raynell is here.
How do you do, Miss Raynell?
Why, it's... Why, Simpson.
I don't expect you thought you'd see me so soon again, Miss Sally.
Why, I...
Mrs. Robinson was kind enough to take me on when I told her I was an old servant of yours.
Oh, why, of course. Yes, Mrs. Robinson. Simpson was with us for years. He was the son of our cook. Oh, it's like old times seeing him again.
Thank you, Miss Sally.
You may take Miss Raynor's things to her room, Simpson.
This way, Miss Sally.
Now, Bob Raynor, what in the world are you doing here masquerading in that silly butler's uniform?
Easy, sis. Take it quiet. The old dowager may hear you.
Well, make it snappy. What's it all about? I thought you were going to Chicago.
I was, but the train was wrecked. Mrs. R. and her daughter and the butler were in the same car I was. The butler was killed. I applied for the job.
I could have screamed when I saw you. These awful robins.
Say, you know, there's something funny going on here.
There would be with these people. Mrs. Robinson waves her money like a flag. She just bought the Romanoff pearls, you know.
The Romanoff pearls?
And she wants her house redecorated so she can give a lot of parties and show them off.
Sure, a shooting that fake butler was a racketeer. I used to see him down at Big Abe Connolly's speakeasy.
And because the butler looked like a racketeer, you took his job when he was killed. Bob Reynolds, you're the maddest of all our mad families.
Sally, you've got to give me a hand. There's something fishy backstairs. The maid gave me a phony telegram this morning for some mysterious chap in New York telling him to lay off.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. Listen, I didn't send that telegram. I want you to do something for me. Is Big Abe Connolly still a friend of yours?
Didn't I redecorate his speakeasy for him?
Well, call him long distance. Ask him if he knows anything about a man named Beckwith. Lives on Minerva Place.
This is exciting. You don't suppose somebody's after the Romanoff pearls?
Maybe so.
Well, Simpson, I suppose you're glad dinner's over. How'd it go?
Not half bad. Only I didn't expect to have to wash these dishes afterwards. Didn't have to give the crockery a bath in my old place. It's almost 11 now, and I wouldn't have finished for an hour yet if you hadn't helped me.
Ah, you're lucky to get a night off here. Say, I was glad to help.
That's white of you. How about a cigarette before you turn in?
Thanks. All the other servants have gone to bed. I suppose the madam expects you to stay on duty. Say, Simpson, you don't look like a slave. I should think a guy like you would hate a job like this.
Find me a better one in these times. And when it comes to that, Anna, I should think a girl like you could find a better place than a servant's hall.
Maybe I will sometime.
If you don't marry that pestering beau of yours.
No danger of that. I suppose you've got a girl?
Well, now let me think. No, not that I can remember.
Well, then, if you haven't got a girl you're being true to, why not wait a minute and smoke another cigarette with me?
If you'll light it for me?
And a little kiss on the side? Hmm?
Why not?
You are human, aren't you, Simpson? You kiss very well.
You're not so bad yourself, Anna.
We ought to be entitled to a little fun in this. Oh, there's that guest room buzzer. I'll answer it. Yes, miss? Yes, miss. Right away, miss. That Miss Reynolds, Simpson, wants you to shake up a cocktail and bring it right away.
I know the kind she wants. I'll take it right up.
Gee, isn't that the way it always goes? Just when we were getting along so nicely. Oh, hum, I'll go along to bed. See you tomorrow, Simpson. Nighty-night.
It's about time you brought that cocktail, Simpson. Where have you been?
Where the dickens have you been, Sally? I thought maybe you got Connolly on the wire and found the whole thing was my imagination.
I should say not, Bob. I only got back from Ovington 20 minutes ago.
You gave him the name I told you?
Yes, and Bob, Connolly tried to locate the man in Minerva Place and found he'd already left New York for somewhere. It seems this Beckworth works a lot of funny rackets and...
Say, Sally, look out of the window. On the front lawn there.
What is it?
Looked like a man creeping through those shrubs. By George. You stay here, Sally. I'm going downstairs. There's that shadow again. Somebody's at the window. Easy does it.
Anna, are you there, Anna? It's Beckwith. Open the latch.
There. He can get it.
Okay, Anna. Don't make a light yet. I can get through it.
Take that.
Blast you, let me go. Anna,
on the button, mister. There's another. Got you, you crook. Got him that time. Guess I haven't lost the old punch. Knocked him cold. Who's coming now?
Who's in that pantry? What is it?
It's Simpson, Anna. Turn on the light.
What? What does this mean? Who's that man?
Quiet, girl. Just keep your hands out of that apron. Glad to see you're still dressed.
What are you trying to fix on me, you...
Sure, here's your boyfriend, Anna. I didn't send that telegram, and he came.
You...
A nice little plant you'd set, didn't you? The Romanoff pearls, eh?
You dirty sneak.
Naughty girl. You just take it easy and keep your hands up. Got the goods on you this time, Anna.
So, you're a dick, eh? I might have known. I suppose you followed poor Salvini on the train up here. I'd have known it was an accident that finds you so ready to take his place when he was killed.
Help this gangster to his feet, will you? And no tricks.
You punk flatfoot. We'll meet again one of these days, Mr. Simpson.
Maybe. When you're mating someplace else and I'm butling someplace else.
What? Say, are you letting us go?
Scram out of that window with this bird as fast as you can. I kissed you tonight, Anna, and well... We can't send little girls we've kissed to jail, but we can send them out of the house.
So you let the burglars go, Bob. Why? That maid had a trunk full of stolen jewels.
I guess she had a lot of stuff, all right.
Well, why did you let her go?
I kissed her, Sally.
Kissed her?
Well, that's it, and it's bad enough to kiss and tell, but you certainly can't kiss in jail.
Red Book Magazine gave us special permission to broadcast the amusing story, Kiss and Jail, written by Arthur Somers Roach. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book Magazine.